This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, another hour of conversation. If you've been searching for a really good way to spend time during the day, I'll volunteer our services. Right, are you ready, ladies?
Ready.
We're all here. Yay!
What was that?
Okay. I was me doing my the old Rush Limbaugh interpretative imitation. Yeah, I know. You thought you'd be very happy about that. So here we have Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on the ready. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off this hour and today. One of the things about returning to normal has been traffic. We're all talking about what we need to wear, what we're going to eat, how we're going to lose weight, we're going to go back to work, yada, yada. And then there's the traffic. And I must say that my jobs don't involve traffic much. The radio program I do from home, I do the management of the radio program from home with other folks who are actually working from home as well. And my farm is up the street, so I have to drive less than a quarter of a mile up the street to the farm for the activities that are there. Granted, I have to go out and about this time of year procuring equipment and tractor and animals and that sort of thing. But I still am not in the 5 o'clock world, if you will. And so now, looking around when I do have to go out and drive, we are back to parking lots. The highways are pretty much back to normal. And especially at this time of year when we're very conscious about traffic jams going to the Cape, for example, or up to certain places in New Hampshire. The weather here has been absolutely on the East Coast. I don't know how it's been down in Jersey, but here in New England, it has been fabulous.
Yeah, beautiful.
The past 4 or 5 days, and people are out there driving to the Cape.
People were loaded. I live at the beach, and the beaches were packed on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was like a regular summer beach day.
Yep, right. So with that comes the realization that there is change or going back to the way we were. So there's that going back to sort of quote-unquote normal. And then there's the return to normal crime stats, which is something that, you know, a lot of people have sort of put out of their minds, this sort of thing, because there have been other things that have been a priority. But now a lot of focus on the police and what's going on in the reform department. So I wondered if you'd go through for some of the stats, Victoria, as crime rates seem to be going up.
Yeah, so a lot of police agencies were ordered to undergo reform by a federal court. This was back in, these were called consent decrees, and this started in 2012. There has been an increase in violent crime rates in various cities. The rates suggest that there can be unintended consequences, at least in the short term, to the policing changes that a lot of Americans have demanded in the last year since George Floyd's death. This has also given police unions another argument in their campaign against making any changes. So a lot of the FBI and the Justice Department data, there are 12 different agencies under these consent decrees since 2012. It found that 7 of them experienced jumps in violent crime rates in 2 years compared to the 2 years before they entered into the consent decrees. Now, the interesting thing is smaller municipalities that have 50,000 people or fewer that also are part of this consent decree, they actually saw violent crime rates decline pretty sharply. So now criminal justice scholars are weighing in on this, and they're saying it's anecdotal, really, at best, as to, you know, reasons why some of those crimes are spiking in certain cities. But just to go over the last couple of years, here's where they rank. The number one biggest increase, and this will not be surprising to you, was Los Angeles. They had a 61% increase in violent crime.
Out of control. Out of control.
Number two. Well, it's not the homeless people, though. It's not. But the homeless people aren't really. Well, not in these stats. It's actually not. So it's gang violence.
Real experience. Well, the gangs have been enhanced, yes, It's pretty much across the board, equal opportunity.
But homeless people aren't like, you know, they're not committing murders. Yeah. I'm looking at the stats, Doug. This is from the FBI and 12 agencies from the Justice Department.
What people who live there will tell you is that it is...
I know you had your bike stolen.
Whether it's not murder and mayhem, it
still is
disconcerting.
No, but this is, right, but what we're focusing on here, these are violent crimes. This is not theft. So this is violent crimes. So Los Angeles has a major problem, and the answer isn't just the homeless population. They've got a major, major gun violence problem.
Their problem is the public unions there. You're right about the number of people the police are digging their heels in, and we know what the teachers are listening to Jennifer tell the story about the teachers and what they won't do, and they get away with their drawing a line in the sand. But it seems to me, under the circumstances, and we probably can look at all these other stats. I don't want you to derail going through the numbers, because people need to have their eyes opened, their ears opened. But one of the real problems, the main cog in this wheel, are the public unions that seem to refuse to change. And if they do that, it's going to be at their own expense. I just see the police saying, we don't want to change. You are a problem. The police in general are a problem. And so maybe not specific members and, you know, the people who keep saying, oh, no, we got to support the police at all costs. No, at all costs. No, you can't keep doing that, because there's a reason for these stats. If it doesn't make any difference how many police there are. There's still the people that are there should be doing their jobs. And this points to them not doing their jobs. Are they afraid for whatever the reason because of the justice system? I don't know, but I can tell you that this is not these numbers are not good. Anyway, keep going.
Well, so after Los Angeles, which is the city that saw the biggest increase with 61%, I have no idea what the explanation is for number two. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico. They saw a 36% increase in violent crimes over the last 2 years. What is going on in New Mexico? I have no idea why Albuquerque ranks at number two.
Usually, I don't either.
Something's going on there.
I get the third one. I get three, and I get four, and I get...
Number three is Seattle, which there's been a lot of unrest in Seattle. So they saw a 27% increase. Number four, my favorite city besides New York, New Orleans, saw a 20% increase. New Orleans has a lot of gang issues. They've got a lot of gang problems. They've got a lot of poverty in certain areas, in a lot of pockets of the city. I can understand that one. But
there are a lot of immigration problems tied to this. Look at where most of this area is. These are cities, at least four or five of them, close to the border, and that accounts for a lot of the crime in and of itself. New Orleans has, after the hurricane, come back in a big way. They've incentivized making movies and TV shows and stuff there, try to get the visibility back so people will feel comfortable. But you look at numbers like this, who'd feel comfortable going to a city that's crime rate has increased by 20%.
Yeah.
That's
number five on the list is another one I don't understand. Maricopa County, Arizona, saw a 19% increase in violent crime. What's going on in Maricopa County,
Same
Arizona?
It's the immigration influence.
How do we explain the next one? It's Cleveland. That's Jay's hometown. Oh. So that's Cleveland saw a 13% increase.
I think you would
say
violent
rise for a few years.
Jay. But the number of, you know, we don't just have now the problem with illegal immigrants is not just in the South. There are plenty of cities, certainly here in Boston, the Boston area, there's been an increase in crime because of people being here illegitimately and what that creates. It doesn't speak to the last one on the list, though, Victoria.
Baltimore. Baltimore has an increase of 11% of violent crimes.
A corrupt, horrible city. That's all. It's one of the worst cities. You know, people used to say that about Cleveland. Cleveland was the mistake on the lake. Not the same thing at all. For whatever the reason, the crime, the corruption, the culture of Baltimore, having worked there and lived there for a little while many years ago, it's a nasty place. It just isn't. There's no comfort level in Baltimore other than you go down to the harbor. It's kind of a nice area, but once you go away from that, it's a horrible place.
Essentially, as this report now has been put together, This, like I said, this is a review of the FBI and the Justice Department data. This is all 12 agencies that have been put under this, you know, these reforms. We'll see. This is considered still to be the short term. So we'll see what we won't know what the real long term effects of these, you know, of these consent decrees will be. I would say probably for at least another 5 years. And so we'll see what the overall average will be. A lot of, like I said, the criminal justice scholars saying no one knows exactly why these things spike immediately and, you know, in the short term. Again, though, if the police unions are using this as an excuse to not have any reforms, then we're really just spinning our wheels. We're not going to get, we're not going to get anywhere to see what the long-term effects might be.
All right. Long-term effects of what's going on in terms of a famous actor wants to run for governor of a big state. Will he or won't he? That's coming up after a couple of words here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
All right, so Matthew McConaughey is doing more than just talking about running. He's apparently making calls. And the biggest problem right now is, for him, he says, is whether he'd run as a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent, because he describes himself, kind of a funny phrase, as being a hardcore centrist. So the thing that doesn't hold sway is the factor that's going on now. We can see in California as well, or other places where celebrities have run for office. I'm not talking about C-level people who are barely known, but an A-lister like McConaughey, who's a big-time actor, very popular, is, I think this is a factor here. And he thinks, apparently, it is right now, but he says he just doesn't know if he wants to run as a, as I said, a Republican, Democrat, whatever it is. And so I think, you know, he's an intelligent guy, and he wants to be involved in something that makes a difference. Schwarzenegger said the same thing. You know, at one point in his career when he had plenty of money and he didn't really feel like he needed to act at a particular time in his life, he wanted to do something else that was more involving, shall we say. And I think that's what McConaughey is thinking, too. What do you think, ladies? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he's a smart guy. I think he doesn't get a lot of credit for being as smart as he is. But if the people, you know, agree with him, let's see what happens. It's interesting.
All right. 21 after the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to go to the clickbait department. No, that's not really true. To the DJV social media department. And we have Golden State's Stephen. Is it Stefan? It's Steph. Isn't
Stefan.
It Stefan?
Yeah, yeah. Stefan.
Right. You know, he pronounces it with an E. He did pretty well in the NBA. What's that scoop here?
He has become the NBA's leading scorer. This is the second time in his career that he has done so. It's a big deal. It's pretty awesome.
He's a short guy, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And he's 33 years old. So Steph Curry and Michael Jordan are the only two that have won the title after turning 33.
Huh. What about that? Now, speaking of basketball, I see Kobe Bryant has been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, some other greats inducted into the class of 2020, but they didn't do it last year, so they did this year, right? So,
yes,
his wife
that's
said,
correct.
Never be anybody like Kobe. Well, we kind of all have been there. She's still suing everybody involved in that, the company.
Yeah, the helicopter company.
The helicopter, yeah.
Yes, and I think, and also she sued and I think has already won a big settlement with the sheriff's department who took those pictures.
Yeah,
and then some firefighters also took pictures, and they were fired. It's she's giving the money to the other families, though. Whatever she makes from the, I mean, obviously she doesn't need it, but whatever the money is goes to the families.
Yeah. All right, here's another interesting thing from the world of sports that will be trending. Those who were fans of Marv Albert, the legend, and I think the legendary name, the adjective goes with him. He's been doing a lot of sports all of his whole career. He's been doing NBA play-by-play for 20-some years. He's calling it a year, a day, if you will, a career after the playoffs. You know, it's just this time of year, you know, you have hockey and you've got basketball. You can't get into it, or I can't get into it, not that I normally do anyway. But with baseball, it seems that these things go on and on and on. At any rate, this guy has been a sports broadcaster for 61 years. Imagine that, ladies. 61 years he's been doing play-by-play. I think, if I remember correctly, there was a gaffe in here. He got caught doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, I think about 10 or 12 years ago, but then got back quickly into the broadcast to booth. I think he and, I don't know, I can't remember. There was something anyway.
a sexual assault scandal in 97.
97, okay, right. All right, and he is one of those guys that wears a terrible toupee. Okay.
CJ, he can't help himself.
Good luck to him in his retirement. Guys like that, though, what do they do in their retirement? You know, you think about
speaking
it.
Speaking engagements, they write books.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, give true. Their memoirs. He'll be 80 next month.
Yep. Yeah, been at it a long time. He still sounds good, though. Voice has a great voice. All right, Prince Harry is trending. Jay, why?
He is taking some heat for calling the First Amendment bonkers. He was on an episode of Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert, and they were discussing the media, quote-unquote, feeding frenzy that arose from when he stayed at Tyler Perry's Beverly Hills mansion. And he was talking about the First Amendment and how he doesn't understand it. And I mean, that to think about that, like, you know, America, we have the First Amendment, and other countries that don't have that,
they don't even have a constitution in England.
Yeah.
You are a citizen at the behest of the Queen. That's it. The Queen is all powerful. You have no real rights in England or any of the Commonwealth nations. And if you look around, the constitutions of most of the European countries are the same. The constitution that was redone after the Nazis were thrown out in Germany, there are no rights. People don't have any rights, really. I mean, there's assumed rights, but they don't have them in writing like we do here. I think people, that's another thing about education. People just don't understand how different it is here in this country. You know, we know on the surface the context of it all, but realizing, you know, deep down ingrained in our reality, our freedoms are not like other countries. They really are.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday, 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. As the pandemic continues to weaken its grip on the United States, officials in charge are not making it easy to understand where we stand with mask wearing. Dr. Gupta tells CNN we could have done a better job.
I think we have to report the science and report what the CDC's new guidelines are, but I do think there's a larger obligation here. We can report what the news is, but then we have to explain the relevance of it. And I think, you know, to be honest, you know, I think the CDC made a critical error here in surprising basically everyone with a very significant change last week. I mean, it was significant. And I can tell you, just from my own reporting, days before that announcement, I was talking to senior people at the CDC who told me that indoor masking would probably be the last thing to be lifted because it is so effective and it's not that hard to do in most situations, just to put a mask on. And yet, just a few days later, they basically said for vaccinated people, masking no longer necessary at all. So that was a surprise. And the strategic mistake was the stakeholders, the implementers, the businesses, the governors of states, all, whatever it may be, they were kind of all shocked as well. So when you show that collection of various responses across the country, playgrounds over here, what they're doing in Oregon, Nevada says casinos now could possibly be open without masks with no proof of vaccination. On the other hand, Hawaii is still saying mask mandate in place. It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
I'm Lance Pride, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The answer is yes. It's much better to say yes than it is to say no, don't you think? Makes you feel better. Yes. Are you excited about the day today? Yes. Are you enthusiastic about the possibilities of the week? Yes. Are you intoxicated by the weather? Yes. Are you happy with your husband or your wife? Yes. I don't have to ask that question. Do I?
You don't have to ask that question.
No, but you two do. And I like hearing your stories about your husband. Apparently, Victoria spent the weekend rearranging her new home, and her husband apparently has a bad eye. So that everything that gets hung
I'm
on the wall
he does.
Is crooked.
Everything that he hangs, the left corner is like way higher than the right. I don't
well, maybe,
even when he uses a level, I don't know.
Is his political bent the same as yours? Maybe that's the excuse.
He's totally apolitical, honestly.
Oh, is he?
He has no interest in politics.
I think that's the only way he can live with you. I think
what?
That's probably.
Well,
that's
come insane on. To say. Jen is one of my favorite. You're
no,
insane.
I'm not saying
Jennifer
that,
is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we do not agree on anything politically.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah,
really
that's
unfair
I'm
to say that.
Oh, no, it's not. You're
yes, it's
very,
totally. No, it's completely unfair to say that.
Strong-willed. No, it's
so,
not.
So is Jen. So,
yeah,
so is Jen.
Yeah, no, I'd say the same thing to her. Absolutely.
Some of the greatest moments are when Victoria and Jen are going at it politically and bringing valid facts from both sides, and then as soon as we're off air, and then the way you guys talk, and people listening are probably like, oh my gosh, they might hate each other the way they just went at it.
No, we don't.
And then you guys are genuinely like close, close friends. There's so much respect there.
Yeah, and then we go right into, like, you know, gossip and celebrities and fashion. Yeah,
exactly. The stuff that really is important. Right. Okay, so here's the story of Dr. Hina Tlaib, who is in charge of medicine at Children's Hospital in New York, who is talking about parents preparing their youngsters to get shots and whether it's a good idea for youngsters 12 to 15 to have the shots even, or what parents are thinking about it, whether children are scared about it, all that sort of thing. She says, quote, I'm not an anti-vaxxer or an anti-masker. I'm worried, she says, because parents across the country are sharing those concerns with me. She has a huge following, apparently, thousands, tens of thousands of people on Instagram. They go, you can probably find her, ladies, Teen Health Doc. It's at Teen Health Doc, so that would be her handle on, Twitter and Instagram, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, talking about whether parents ought to be concerned. She says there are no serious safety concerns for children thus far at all. And the fellow who's
and the kids also get a much lower dose. There was a doctor I was watching.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
know
also
that.
Something that, yeah. So the kids are getting like a half dose, basically, and it's apparently just as effective in kids as it is in adults.
Well, has
it
been the vaccines, weight? If you're supposed to have half as much because you don't weigh as much?
Well, if you're just tinier, yeah, that would make sense. I don't know that they're weighing kids and doing it that way. I just saw that a virologist was on, I don't, one of the, maybe NBC or ABC News over the weekend, saying that, that parents, like, you know, there's a lot of misinformation, and that little kids are not getting the same amount of liquid that, you know, we got jabbed with. So it's, yeah, they have it.
We get jabbed with. Is it?
Well, you know, in England they call it a jab. So
yeah, no, they do. Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I have found is a result of the pandemic, getting things back to normal, if you will, the cost of groceries. I went to the grocery store yesterday morning, as I often do on Sunday morning, and I spent $400 for four bags of groceries. And so I'm just looking at the stuff this morning. I didn't have time to think about it yesterday too much because I was busy on the farm. But as I set out the sorts of fruits and veggies and things that I eat while I'm on the air, I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on here? And I'm nosing around a couple of different places. As you know, I go to the farm sites to get some connection to reality as to what the farmers are getting as opposed to what you're paying. Consumer Price Index confirms what we mostly know. Price is going up for basic foods. Food price inflation in some areas, excuse me, depending on what the category is, are 12 points higher than they were last year at this time. The average increase in groceries is between 2.4% and 4%, depending on where you live. I don't know that that's a 4.9%, for example, in New York City and around there. The cost of grains and corn, wheat, to a point, has been affected by the ability to raise it and grow it. And by the way, how much China has bought. That's the price that you're paying. Oh, my God, this drives me nuts. The price that you and I are paying at the grocery store, the food store, wherever you buy, is directly related to what the Chinese are buying on the open market and how they're controlling, because they don't have adequate food supplies for their own people. They're going on to the international markets and they're buying. So the big ag outfits that are in collusion with the Chinese government, they think this is fabulous. The price of corn and wheat hasn't been this high for years and years and years. Spikes are affecting what farmers are getting or what the giant agribusinesses are getting, but it's also affecting what you're paying. The cost of seafood, for example. Last night I had shrimp, garlic shrimp with my friends. And I had a salad, and I forget what else did I have. We had an avocado and stuff. It was $40 for like a few little pieces of shrimp and a salad.
All the restaurants have just jacked their prices up. And I understand they need to, you know, they need to kind of make up some gains.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had this is going to sound ridiculous, but I had a $19 turkey burger last night, so.
$19?
It was the best ever.
It was the best turkey burger I've ever had, but, yeah, I mean, it was.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it had some avocado with it and some french fries, and that was it. And so, but. Yeah, that's the most expensive turkey burger. I could have literally made maybe 8 of my own turkey burgers at home for that price.
Right, so the same price. Yeah, exactly. Well, the price of seafood has gone up the highest. Prepared foods, I'm looking at the list here of how much the prices have gone up. Seafood is up almost 40%.
Yeah.
From where it was before the pandemic.
Ordering fish on a menu is expensive.
Oh, my God. And that's all I'll eat other than vegetarian stuff.
Right.
So let's see here. Prepared foods are up 37%. Sweet goods, chocolate, candy, up 20%. Donuts, up 17%. Let's see here. Fruit, up almost 17%. Processed meat, 16%. Sugar, sweeteners, that sort of thing, up 7%. Vitamins and supplements, man, you want to talk about crazy prices. Oh, my God. What these people charge for this stuff? You want to buy, you know, regular supplements, vitamins C and D, B, that sort of thing that are very important to your body. You can pay $12, $13, $20 for, you know, 30 capsules of this stuff. Let's see, what else here have we got? Well, I mean, you get the idea. Fully cooked meats are up 6.1%, sauces 5.7%, yogurt 5.3%, fresh meat 5.5%, cookies and crackers 4%, pizza. Now, how much more is pizza now than it was before? You guys are experts in pizza.
I don't know. We've got
no idea.
I don't know. We've got a really good pizza place in the little village where we live. And
you affected by the ads, like the Domino's ads that's playing everywhere these days. Get it for $5.99 everything. Does that move you to go to Domino's instead of something?
No. I'm not a Domino's fan.
I was going to say. So I'm very picky with sauces. I don't like a typical red sauce. So a place has to have a really good white sauce or just a really, really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it for
me. So here's another aspect to what we all know about the costs of going to buy food to the grocery store. What you may not, this is back to what we were talking about before, Victoria, with the announcement AT&T is going to try to buy up all of everything. And so what we have on the grocery front is the same thing. Not only do you have Walmart and Amazon to contend with, but according to the National Grocers Association, which is the trade association that represents the independent grocery stores, they have just released a white paper that details the way the dominant retailers abuse their marketing power, their access to supply, and the small grocers are being marginalized because they are not able to get a hold of the same quality of food that the big ones, the big companies, are buying. They're controlling. This is the same damn thing that happens with everything. We have allowed the country, we have allowed this to happen. We live in a democracy. We live in a country that supposedly runs by rules and regulations. And when we elect people to political positions and they appoint bureaucrats who make decisions that are not in your best interest, if you follow the bouncing ball, then you should know this. But so nobody's taught these sorts of things in school anymore. So people say, huh, what's going on? I don't understand why everything's so expensive. It's your fault that everything's so expensive because you haven't made a lot of racket to the people who are in charge of overseeing this. The Justice Department is supposed to oversee all these big conglomerates buying up more and more big conglomerates. But when you see 35 to 40% of the manufacturer's total sales are in the hands of four different companies, think about that. Albertsons, you know, that line. And also, by the way, Walmart, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, Walmart's in there, and so is Amazon in terms of who's able to buy the stuff at the best price on the wholesale market. And as usual, the farmers get screwed in all of this. But so if you look back to, let's say, last September, during the middle of the pandemic, product shortages everywhere, Walmart implemented a 3% cost of goods penalty on any supplier who didn't deliver 98% of its order in full and on time. So if you're selling all of that stuff to Walmart and you have a 3%, most of this, the margins in here are not that great to begin with. So if you don't deliver everything on time, they're going to whack you 3%. You don't want to lose their business because it's such a large volume. But yet, you know, hello, there's not a lot of money in it. The same thing, I'm looking at a comment that's made by a guy named Jimmy Wright, who owns Wright's Market in Alabama. He said people in our town forced to make an extra trip to the nearest big chain because they couldn't find the things they needed at my store. And that's because he's treated differently by the suppliers. And because of, so, and another great example of this, for example, when you buy fruit, I'm not buying anything that comes from, it's Driscoll. No more. I'm done buying it. I look around for all the independent marketers of stuff. But Driscoll has such a lock on this, on fruits, berries especially, that you can't go into a store no matter what the quality of it, whether it's organic or whether it's natural, I mean, whether it's regular, and not see Driscoll berries all over the place. So I am now not buying Driscoll berries anymore. No more. I'll buy the things from some of the independent, a lot of Canadian processors and Chile. A lot of good fruits at this time of year come from Chile, but no more Driscolls. I don't know what you ladies are finding when you go to the grocery store, but the monopolies here are very dangerous. There are all kinds of antitrust scholars that are looking at this.
My friend's husband works for a grocery distribution company. I forget the name of it, but it's one of the larger ones. And he was telling us before the pandemic that Driscoll specifically, he said, you know, he goes, one of the biggest, he said, and I don't want Driscoll suing me for this, but this was his opinion, so I'll just say it that way. He said, in his opinion, one of the biggest ripoffs is when people go into a grocery store and they see the Driscoll strawberries on the left and then the Driscoll organic strawberries on the right, and the organic ones are like $2 more or whatever. He was like, there. He goes, it's all the same thing.
Comes from the same place. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you can't trust that level of, oh, there are no pesticides on this, and yet right in the strawberry patch
that's
next
to
it.
That's right, I did.
Yeah.
No more. You can find lots of independent, well, not a lot of them, but you can look for other brands.
Farmers markets, right? You can just go around to farm stands.
Go to farmers markets, and they find, I bought four different kinds of blueberries, and none of them were Driscoll, and they all came from different places, but you can do it if you look for it. That's the bottom line. Look around. Be selective. It's 48 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy one.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here with his file from the money pit is Tom Kreidler, Tommy the K, on the DJV program with Money Pit. Okay, here we have questions from our listeners about what's going on and what Tom can do to help him out on the Money Pit, which is a radio program heard around the country, around the world, actually. Every weekend, you check your local station. What is that? What they say? Check your local listings for time and station. You can also get it. You know, you go to Money Pit, the podcast and the newsletter. You can find a lot of the really good information out there. Nicole, listening, asking Tommy, what is the rule of thumb for painting over water stains? Ah, there's a good question. Is it happening more on the roof? I've got, you know, I was talking about the peeling in my roof, but there's no water leak. So yeah. What's her problem here? What is she going to do?
Well, when you have water that leaks through a drywall ceiling, and really, frankly, even if you have water stains that come up through wood trim, like say it's on your porch or something like that, and you try to paint over it with regular paint, you'll find that the stain just sort of bleeds through. Mm-hmm. So you have to prime the area that was stained. Well, first of all, you have to stop the leak.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you have to prime the stain. And if it's a small stain, you could just do what we call spot prime, which means just prime that little area. And then you could paint over it. But you will find, though, if it's a larger stain and you just try to curtail your painting to that one area, that you'll see it even after it dries. You'll notice a difference, even if it's the same color, because you're changing the absorption rate of the drywall underneath. So it looks definitely looks slightly different, and you may have to just do the whole ceiling. But, of course, first thing to call, fix the leak, and then prime the spot, and then put your top coat over that.
I notice you have a big milestone in that you have, with your podcasting, come up with 2,100 different, what is it, a 15-minute podcast? How long do your podcast last?
No, 30-minute episodes. 2,100, episode 2,100. We are we have just dropped. It's this one's about DIY fire pits, which is a fun topic this time of year. You know, these cool summer evenings, it's so nice to have a fire pit outside. And you can build them yourself these days very simply because of the concrete blocks that are available, the sculpted blocks. I'm not talking about like a cinder block. They have these beautiful like landscaping blocks that come in different shapes, like trapezoidal shapes, so you can make a round fire pit. You can even buy the fire pit rings, the metal rings that fit inside of this. But literally, in just a couple of hours, you can put together a fire pit and enjoy it forever. You know, it's a very fun project. So we talk about that. Also, how to manage your gutters with all this rain that we've been having, and how to make sure that they're clean, they're sized properly, some tricks of the trade for that. Yeah, episode 2100 just dropped. You can go to moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, and you'll get all the info right there.
All right, so the newsletter also, you have lots of different ways of getting the information out. I thought this was kind of interesting. Get rid of the 1,000 Lakers without getting grossed out. All right, Jay, Victoria, let's gross out the girls.
That is one insect that really grosses people out, the 1,000 legger. You know,
effectively known as house centipedes. The grubs in the lawn, they gross me out.
Yeah, they gross you out, yeah. Well, I mean, that's an easy fix there. You can use grub control for that, Doug.
Yeah, I know. I got a spray, and I was spraying it on the lawn, and my lawn guy said it was too early or something to do it. I don't know what he was talking about, but he said, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Taking care of it means I didn't even think about it. Last year, on the side of a knoll at the house, the grass all just went away. It didn't go brown. It just disappeared.
Really?
And come to find out the grubs are underneath there, grubbing away, eating the roots of the lawn. Where did I think about that every once in a while. Why do we have grubs? What
purpose do they serve? Well, here's one sort of purpose they serve. They feed the moles. when you get the mole tunnels under your lawn,
they're all
looking for the grubs.
Right.
And so if you get those tunnels in your lawn, you use grub control. And your landscape guy's right. You put it in early spring and also in late summer.
Okay. Got it. Corey has a listener, not because she's a listener, but purchased a home. It was built in 1945, has some nice wood siding. She's worried about termites.
Yeah, this is interesting. Corey is very, very afraid of termites. She says, I have a fear of termites, and I wondered, if she should look into replacing the siding with vinyl.
Yeah.
As if that's the only wood in the house. Corey, there is a smorgasbord of wood for your termites to eat, and that's not the way to control them. If you have a fear of termites, you can do two things. Number one, you can have an annual pest inspection by a pest control professional who knows how to spot them. And if you do find them, you can treat them. And today, the treatments are undetectable to termites, which is a good thing because they spray into the soil or they put the treatment in the soil around the foundation perimeter. The termites pass through that, and they take the treatment back to the nest where all of the rest of the termites are eliminated and your problem is solved.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.